64, no tax.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is Obamacare dead? Well, it's certainly on life support, if that. It's certainly unconstitutional. And that's how we launch today's Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, Ron Paul challenging the New World Order, taking a close second, basically almost a statistical tie for first place with Bachman-Turner Overdrive. Michelle, yes. Good old Michelle from Minnesota. And she's beat out the challenger. What's his name? Tim Paul, who? Paulenty dropped out today. We'll have more information on that as we do some political healing later in the show today. But Obamacare, unconstitutional, according to the 11th Circuit Court. By the way, are you eating cold cuts and hot dogs? They're saying that it causes diabetes. We'll get to the bottom of that, find out the fact from the fiction with Christopher Barr, my dear friend, who will join us a little while. The phone number 800-259-5791 for the next couple of hours here on the air through GCN. RobertScottBell.com is the website to go with all the links to all the stories that we're covering today. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, including two, I think it was nominated by Clinton. One was by Bush or before that, basically. So it was a split decision, 2-1. This 11th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Friday that Obama's health care mandate, which forced Americans, not this American, maybe not you out there, but many Americans that don't know better, forced them to purchase an insurance product that you didn't want, didn't need, and now it's unconstitutional. Congress has exceeded its constitutional authority in passing such a law. No matter how much Obama screams and yells and kicks and cries, what's Chris Matthews going to do now? That chill up his spine is gone, and now it's an electrical impulse that's going to cause him to convulse. What does this mean for the future of health care in America? That Obamacare is will it mean that we restore freedom? Or will it just mean that we'll limp along with a medical monopoly and pretend that it's better where it is not? In fact, as I've said here, unlike anywhere else in media, particularly in the broadcast media, what Obamacare did was take an already horrific, horrendous, disgusting system, the medical monopoly, and mandate it and strengthen it, even more powerful than it was before, basically because prior to Obamacare, there was no theoretical, philosophical, there was no... the Looney Tune mandate that said, well, you have to buy. You have to purchase insurance to cover things that you may not even want to participate with or in. Drugs? That's all we got here. Obamacare took those existing drugs that existed in the medical monopoly long before Obamacare came into being and basically said, there is no escape. There is no way out. If you decide not to buy it, we will fine you. We might even imprison you. They might find a hidden clause still in that, of which Pelosi had said we won't know until we pass it. And, of course, that's the way it's been going for a long time here. Now, one of the judges on the 11th Circuit Court was actually appointed by Bill Clinton. So it was a Democrat appointee. Now, I'm not one much for the Hegelian dialectic Republican-Democrat, but again, you can use that to say, all right, it wasn't just, oh, these Republican appointees, of course they're going to rule against Obamacare. But the reality is now that a judge that is even in that camp, so to speak, has seen, how can we mandate the purchase of something like this? The powers of the legislature are defined and limited, and that those limits may not be mistaken or forgotten, the Constitution is written. And that was Chief Justice John Marshall writing in Marbury v. Madison way back in 1803. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals of the majority decision there, 2-1 decision, cites those prophetic words in its decision yesterday finding, well, that was Friday, I'm sorry, President Obama's individual health care mandate unconstitutional, and they do seem more relevant than ever. This is according to the Wall Street Journal as well. The 2-1 opinion is another landmark in restoring the government of limited and enumerated powers that the framers envisioned. I think that's a little bit of stretch for the Wall Street Journal to say that. The reason I say it's a stretch is because the Republicans prior to Obamacare have no problem with medical monopoly. No problem whatsoever. Who? Tell me. Which Republican president, which Republican-controlled Congress or Senate looked to overturn the medical monopoly? Looked to disconnect the FDA from drugs? Which one? It didn't happen. It hasn't happened. And it's not going to happen unless more Americans wake up to what a lot of Iowans have woken up to. The reality of what Congressman Ron Paul has been saying for over 30 years. That freedom is what we need. It's the solution to our problems. Our problem has been a lack of freedom or a freedom deficiency disease or a constitutional deficiency disease. Simply having the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals overturn Obamacare in a 2-1 decision does not automatically mean, oh, the heavens have opened up, the Constitution is acknowledged, it's re-ratified. It means that not at all. In fact, if you look at what happened in Iowa, where Michelle, and I'll get into this more, I can't help but at least touch on it a little bit right now. Bachman beats the rest of the field along with Ron Paul. I mean, they were neck and neck, a couple hundred votes difference. It tells you that the old guard of the Republican Party is done for. They're toast. And if they think Rick Perry is going to come and save them, the Al Gore Republican Rick Perry, the GlaxoSmithKline and Merck defending and supporting mandating Gardasil for all girls and boys in Texas, Rick Perry, you're going to have to put everybody on even more drugs in America if Rick Perry's going to be the guy. If they put Rick Perry up against Obama, Obama's going to win. Not that everybody loves Obama anymore. But the Ron Paul supporters are not going to go out and go, okay, well, we don't want Obama in bad enough that we're going to hold our nose and vote for one world odor eater Rick Perry. Not going to happen. So it's a real dilemma. It's a very interesting and fascinating election cycle. I know not everybody's into that. Some people are just into the hell stuff. But the more you're into the hell stuff, the more you'll see through the garbage and the lies. Big pharma, big media, and big government. Big government, which is not downsized by the overturning of Obamacare in this case. The individual mandate. Can you be mandated? Can you be required by law to participate in a system of medical insurance, basically, which is part of disease care and disease management, which does nothing to truly prevent disease? It does nothing to truly help you overcome disease. All it has in it is suppressive techniques, surgical interventions, oncological radiation, or what they call detection techniques. We'll radiate you and see if we can find what we're going to create by the very radiation. And then when we create the cancer, we'll come in and remove it, or we'll radiate it, or we'll chemotherapeutic it. Chemotherapy. It's a sick joke. It's a sick, disgusting Nazi medicine joke that this is still the mainstay in the West, in America, that they even acknowledge, or let's say defend, the indefensible. Yeah. You have a disease of toxicity. Let's see if we can throw more toxins in your body to get you through it. That's not homeopathy, that's for sure. That's not a little of something. That's enough to kill a healthy person, what they often do. And Obamacare, nowhere in there. Come on. Where are you liberal Democrats that are for the little people, right? We talk about Obamacare. Where are you defending the little people, the economically disenfranchised from the mandates of Obamacare? You think it's going to help poor people to be participating in a system of drugging them? There is no room for nutrition in Obamacare. And even that Obamacare may have effectively been done for, overturned, cooked, and destroyed at this point. Maybe, I say, because there's still the Supreme Court eventually, unless Obamacare drops its push, which I would doubt that Obama will do that. I would doubt it. It'd be surprised. Some people are saying they might. I don't think so. But if the Supreme Court rules it constitutional, is it then constitutional? Clearly it's not. Clearly it would mean the Supreme Courts are all the judges there are on drugs as well. But the mandate to participate in a system of disease management, disease suppression, oncological or we call radiological detection that causes disease. And we have lost our minds. The half of the population, or is it, that believe Obamacare is constitutional? I don't know that they believe it's constitutional. I just think that they love the state so much. They love to rule over the little people. They love to pretend to help the economically disenfranchised to the point that they're willing to poison them, intoxicate them, effectively sterilize them so that the population doesn't grow. I mean, come on. Listen, vaccines, antibiotics, toxic chemotherapeutic agents that are not chemotherapeutic, they're chemotoxic agents. All of these, and there's no nutrition in Obamacare for the poor people, the people that are eating Twinkies and Ho-Hos and ding-dongs and fried this and fried that. Anywhere in there acknowledged to be the problem? No, we need to drug poor people. They can't afford drugs. They can't afford medical care. Well, do they really need medical care, or do they need to detoxify from medical care? Do they need whole, organic, unprocessed foods? Oh, no, that's too expensive. So what we'll do is we'll prop up the genetically modified industry to produce more GMO soy, GMO corn, and we'll smash it into a paste, and we'll put it in toothpaste little squeezy things, and we'll give it to poor people for free so we can mess up their this is what effectively Obamacare would lead to. And even with the repeal, and it hasn't been repealed, but the overturning of Obamacare, it leads to nothing that would genuinely help the downtrodden, those disconnected from real health and real healing. That is what we're connected to here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. The 800 number is 259-5791. Call me. I'm on for the next almost couple hours left here this week on the show. And we've got lots more healing to do. We'll talk about Ron Paul and Michelle Bachman a little later as well. Diabetes coming up, too. Stay with me. Coming right back after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when waste were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, thanks for helping me rock this health world all over planet Earth, in fact, through GCN and all the affiliates around this wonderful country here in the United States. And you are listening to Robert Scott Bell. And the number, if you'd like to be a part of the program, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And we're talking about unconstitutionality of Obamacare as we kick off the show today. And there's also concerns for doctor shortages. Anybody out there concerned about doctor shortages? I think if we had less doctors, we would be healthier. That's right, less. And, of course, if we had a free market for healers, we would obviously be much healthier because people would have to. You got to learn how to heal? You mean it's not just the drug deficiency I got over here? You mean diabetes is not just a lack of metformin and glucophage? This is the kind of stuff that we have to wake up and realize, or else we're being led to slaughter. And those that care about the poorest among us, and my heart goes out to anybody that's in rough times, and there are plenty because of the economy, more and more all the time. But do we really need more access to medical care? I understand in a trauma of a car accident, put Humpty Dumpty back together again, that's true acute care intervention. It's wonderful when you have it. But I'm talking about all the rest, the chronic diseases for which the modern medical docs, unless they've gone outside of their own training, they don't know squat about, and they end up poisoning you further. Now, this is out of Aurora, Colorado. This story was covered by the UPI. Just picking it up here. I've got it all linked up at robertscottbell.com. He said, despite increased coverage under the Affordable Care Act, which was just not found unconstitutional, by the way, overcrowding may persist in U.S. emergency rooms due to a shortage of doctors. Now, the problem is ignorant Americans, or maybe immigrants, legal or illegal, don't know how to care for themselves for basic things. And so every tummy ache ends up in the emergency room. You know, if every American had a homeopathic medical kit, a homeopathic medicine kit, you'd be able to knock out 99% of the stuff, and the real stuff you need intervention on, okay, come on. But, of course, homeopathy, even though it's a legally recognized drug system, over-the-counter, albeit non-toxic, it is something that cannot be acknowledged as a viable option because the media is owned by Big Pharma and the government is owned by Big Pharma. And Big Pharma is owned by Big Pharma or somebody else. I don't know. We get into the one world odor again. A study by the University of Colorado School of Medicine published in the Archives of Internal Medicine showed expanded health insurance coverage via that act might not mean better access to medical care. No, really? That ought to be a moment of duh. Senior author Dr. Adit Gind of the Colorado University System there, co-authors Paul Chung, Dr. Weiler, analyzed National Health Institute survey data of approximately 317,000 U.S. adults. They found that the barriers to primary care more likely result to visits to the emergency department. Of course, when we talk primary care, why don't we have herbalists out there? Anybody? Why don't we have natural remedy, natural medicine consultants that are not MDities out there as the first line of intervention? True healing, bringing about the basic things. Say, oh, no, that's simple. You just need to eat this a little differently or choose a better, quality food or detoxify your liver. Those of you who don't know, Monday through Friday, the Robert Scott Bell Show kicks it into gear every day through Natural News Radio. And I've got links at robertscottbell.com to that on Friday. My dear friend Liam Sheff, who I expect to join me in studio a little later in the program today, turned the tables on me for the second time and interviewed me about what this time? The liver! You want to know about what we could do to reverse just about every freaking disease in the West? Care for our liver. And I went through a number of things we could do that. Do just that. So go to robertscottbell.com. You can link to that show from last Friday as well. And you'll be plugged into the things Obamacare will never plug you into. No unconstitutional mandate would ever help assist with. And, of course, the only person that is actually promoting this concept of freedom, allowing all the healers to heal, is a doctor himself, the congressman running for president, Ron Paul. And we'll talk more about that. The number 800-259-5791 if you'd like to chime in on any of those subjects. Again, we're going to cover the diabetes issue in a moment with Christopher Barr as well. But the propagandizing for Obamacare continues ad nauseum because they say, well, we need more health insurance, which is disease management insurance, which is an intervention that we do not need. What we need is health insurance freedom, health freedom, the ability to have legitimate insurance that covers what? Crisis, unexpected catastrophes, accidents, trauma. That's legitimate insurance. And if it was all about that, it would be affordable for just about everybody. And hospitals, charity hospitals would spring up and be able to cover those who couldn't cover for themselves those issues. But when you talk about tummy aches that are because of bad food or medical intervention like vaccines, those are the things that are caused by the medical profession that then precipitates the growth of a reliance or dependence upon a slave state system. Whereas the only thing that is sanctioned by the government, the emperor, that wears no clothes, are the drugs to suppress the symptoms that the drugs are causing, or the deficient food is causing, or the food loaded with pesticides causing, or the food that is modified genetically causing. All of those things leading every, and I'm not just talking poor people, rich people too that don't know any better. They're eating the crap, they're getting vaccinated, and they're ending up in doctor's offices, whether they're ER visits or private physician visits, for these private physicians even that don't know any better, to suppress you further, to give you antibiotics, to give you prednisone and other steroidal suppressant, immune suppressant type drugs that result in God knows how many diseases for which would not exist if it weren't for medical intervention. That's right. Modern medicine causing more diseases than it is curing. And you don't need a medical degree to stitch up somebody who has been in an accident. You may need a specialized person to put bones or reset bones. That's another story. But there is a legitimate place, as I've said for years here, for allopathic intervention in crises. But outside of that, who in Congress, tell me, anybody else in Congress calling for the freedom to heal, for all healers to heal, for everybody to come in and compete in the free market? Oh, no, it would be a slaughter, Chris Matthews would say. Lefty leading. No, we can't have freedom. We can't allow the people to choose the kind of healers they want, because if they're not medical, what would they be? How did we survive on planet Earth before we had Rockefeller Carnegie-sponsored medical schools born out of the monopoly of the Flexner Report of 1910? Here we are, 101 years later. Obama tried to close the loop on the last of us that would want to be free of the medical mandates, of the medical intervention that we recognize are killing Americans, killing people around the world. And even those vaccines that you pretend, you think, you've been programmed to believe are so wonderful, without them we would all be dead, in fact, are creating a class of people that are unable to reproduce. And the agenda, 21 or otherwise, to reduce the world's population is coming through what? Nazi medicine. Modern pharmaceutical pseudoscience medicine that has been granted monopoly by Democrats and Republicans alike. And unless we follow the lead of the good doctor, Ron Paul, here, and roll back, absolutely roll back the medical police state, they're going to continue raiding your cabinet for raw milk, or if it's not in your fridge, even if it's in your fridge, they're going to come for that too. They're going to go after homeopathic companies, herbal companies, supplement companies, and freedom, and your health will be destroyed because of the growth of government. Who's going to roll it back? Michelle Bachmann? I don't think so. Certainly not Tim Pawlenty. He dropped out. We'll talk more about that. But diabetes on tap after this. We're going to talk about the meat connection. Or is there a meat connection? Chris Barr joins me after this break. Stay with us.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't admit, no woman be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shade somewhere.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to live?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rock the health world each week here on GCN and all of our wonderful affiliates around the country, as well as Monday through Friday on the Natural News Radio Network, naturalnewsradio.com. Check it out all at robertscottbell.com. Doctor shortages will all be healthier. If there were real healers, of course, if we would end the monopoly. We're talking about Obamacare a little bit. Also, briefly, drug companies are afraid now of Facebook. They used to love it because they had a special sweetheart deal that if they put a page for their drug, nobody could say anything about it. Now suddenly that's repealed. And now they're running scared from Facebook. Can't handle a little commentary on your Facebook page, huh, Big Pharma? Well, tough nubs. Freedom works. And, of course, the big pharma companies, they fear freedom, as does the medical monopoly by its nature, fear freedom, as does Barack Obama, fears freedom to the idea that we must mandate all people of planet Earth to a medical system that enslaves them and drugs them and creates disease. What else creates disease? Could it be hot dogs? Cold cuts? This is an interesting story, and I've got my buddy Chris Barrs joining me just momentarily here about this story. You read it, and like, wow, yeah, okay. Who's going to defend hot dogs, for instance? Now, if you eat a hot dog, I would insist that you please find an organic producer that doesn't put all the garbage and nitrates and on and on and on. But even so, is it the hot dog that causes diabetes? Is it the cold cut that causes diabetes? To get to the bottom of this, nutritional historian, not a doc, my dear friend, he's back, Christopher Barr. Welcome. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on with you, Chris.
Hey, Robert. Yeah, I got a big laugh out of that story just this weekend in the news. I saw it all over the place. And, you know, the headline they put on it was red meat causes diabetes.
Yes.
And in the first place, they weren't talking about red meat. They're talking about processed meats, which is
right.
Cold cuts, which, as often as not, are made with pork, the other white meat. So, the headline was deceiving. But then when you got into, a little deeper, it's not even a matter of what color the meat is, but it's specifically processed meats. And this is a U.S. study, and it was all over the media, and, yeah, and yet they didn't have any idea why. Of course, they guessed their favorite. Obesity. People that eat cheap foods eat more of it and get fat. But they really didn't know.
But there wasn't, Chris, a direct causal link in this article. They didn't say, well, medicinally or medically or pharmaceutical. I mean, any of those things going back and, well, what is it in the red meat or the that's causing it? Now, we would assume, okay, we're not going to argue in favor of nitrates in food, for instance, and processing food or garbage meats and things like that. But still, that doesn't explain what is really going on in this story. What is the link?
Well, the truth of the matter is those bacon, hot dogs and processed meats, well, those are processed meats for that matter. The one thing that all of those have in common is that people who eat larger amounts or really any of those predominantly consume them with white refined bread. Bread that has come from a whole grain that normally is high in chromium and that has 91 or 92% of the chromium removed. And also, strangely enough, if you read the ingredients on those processed meats, rarely will you find one of them that doesn't contain sugar. And they're not using whole organic evaporated cane juice. They're using white sugar, again, sugar being very high in chromium, where it's grown, but when it's processed, 99% of the chromium is removed. So, sure, people who eat processed meats have a higher diabetes rate, because people who eat that way tend to consume high amounts of foods that have had the chromium predominantly more than 90% removed. It's a lack of chromium that causes, as the study notes, type 2 diabetes.
Right. So, well, who else in media is going to pick up on that, Chris? Man, this is the thing. They want to drive people all the wrong direction so that the healing is not possible. Why? Because of a story I'm going to share with you next. Chris Barr is going to stick around. What is the fastest growth area for Big Pharma? It ties into this story. You probably will not be shocked or surprised unless you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to be coming right back with that. Check out robertscottbell.com for a sneak preview of some of the stories we're going to be covering. Link right through. With Chris Barr, he's coming back on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
How cool is that? We cover a story that the rest of the media, the lamestream old media, doesn't have a clue about what's really going on. They write it, spit it out, parrot it out, and of course, points to something that we've covered over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that basically the old media is in the pocket of Big Pharma, you know, promoting these things. And now we find, as with Chris Barr revealing, that it isn't so much the meat, not that we're big fans of processed meat here. That's not the point. The point is that what you eat with it, primarily what I call crack cocaine bread, bread that has been all the good stuff removed, all the minerals removed, all the glucose tolerance factor, GTF chromium removed, all of the other minerals removed, gone. And in that case, precipitates the development of what? Pharma's fastest growing market. Chris, no big surprise. It happens to be diabetes.
Yes. But, you know, you have to wonder, for 10 years, the number one selling drug has been statin drugs. And all of a sudden, diabetes is becoming their focus. You don't suppose that has anything to do with all of the statin drugs are going off patent within the next 12 months. So they're redirecting their focus to now diabetes is a more important subject, because those drugs are still covered by patents for years to come.
Chris, you're just making that up. I mean, the pharmaceutical companies, they're only here to do good and help us. They wouldn't be so just focused on business and profit that patents are running out on their statins that they need a new market to make multi-billions. That couldn't be.
Yeah, that's why they're laying off thousands and tens of thousands of workers, even though their profit line is still way up there, because, well, they don't need all those people to push non-patent drugs, because anybody can get those anywhere. Yeah, it's all market-driven. They drive the market the way that it puts money in their pockets.
Yeah, exactly. So if we're looking at the growth of the, what would you call, the pharma drugs, we look at diabetes and say, man, this is an easy disease to create, because so much of the food is devoid of the minerals. I mean, that's why you and I are, you know, such proponents of getting back to whole food nutrition, including the whole food supplements like Jonathan carries, the GTF chromium, other things. We talk about sea vegetation being very important. All the areas where the, you know, where we recognize mineral depletion, we've got to get the minerals back into people in food form.
And especially the chromium when it comes to diabetes. You know, it's more than 50 years ago, the National Institutes of Health researchers proclaimed they'd found the cause of diabetes. Dr. Walter Mertz, back in 1959, was this molecule, which is two-thirds chromium. So it's old news that's been covered up now for more than 50 years. Now, I read a scientific study in one of the big diabetes journals from a few years ago, and they actually talked quite a bit about chromium possibilities, but they kept referring to chromium picolinate, which, if we can call it, is a processed form of chromium.
Yes.
That it noted doesn't work very well, very often, and works inconsistently. Well, of course, it's a processed form. But then they noted for chromium, they said because it's so hard to figure out how much to use, that 10 years ago the government just figured out how much chromium is in the food that people commonly consume, and they figured out that was about 40 micrograms a day. So that's how they determined the government recommendation for chromium, is by looking at the foods that people consume, which have had the chromium removed. So if you do the math, and 90% plus of the chromium is removed, then the chromium they should be consuming that was in those foods that they are eating would put them at a need of 400 micrograms a day rather than 40. But they've determined how much to recommend by how much people have left in the food after it's substantially removed. How numbnuts scientific logic is that?
Well, it fits the meme of the drug deficiency disease, and it keeps that whole play going. If we can even sort of support a supplement, let's say we're the mainstream official, whatever, we say, hey, yeah, chromium could do something. But if we have a form of it that we guarantee will have minimal, if any, impact, then we can continue to say, well, see, supplements don't really work all that well. You need our glucophage, our next patented diabetes drug coming down the pipe.
Yep, that's exactly it. And, of course, all that does is maintain your system of despair for a longer period of time. Doesn't correct the problem, doesn't fix the problem. It just helps to sustain you a little longer at a very high price.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to remind all of my new listeners especially that when Chris is, he's got an excellent booklet that's just been revised and expanded on the role of chromium in so many things related to diabetes, hypoglycemia, and more. And it is, as far as authoritative, nobody has written it in this way that is as comprehensive in such a short period of words, if you will. It's very, very direct. And you can get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Jonathan, he's also at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. He'll get you plugged in and get you well. Chris is going to hang on for a little bit more time, hopefully the top of the hour, as we crank up a little bit more on the real healing that needs to take place here nutritionally on the Robert Scott Bell Show and on the United States of, and, well, world of Health Talk Radio. People are coming in from all over planet Earth, and we're welcoming you. More after this with Chris Barr on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
If you catch the show live each week, Sunday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon on the East Coast, you can call me at 800-259-5791. If not, you want to call me 24-7. That's right, you can reach me. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 with a comment or question. We might get it on the air here on Sundays or any of my Monday through Friday shows through National News Radio. Lots of opportunity to provide and receive the healing that is not getting out anywhere else in the broadcast media controlled by so many of the big pharma, big government, big media monopoly conglomerates. So that's what we're doing. Letting loose on this, my dear friend Christopher Barr, nutritional historian, notadoc.org, is on with me. One more segment. We're gonna dive into the Ron Paul, Michelle Bachmann, Turner overdrive discussion next hour. And I find it fascinating, Chris, what's going on, and that the two candidates, whether we may agree or disagree on the things that, like Michelle Bachmann, is she's certainly not the traditional full-on establishment Republican. It's more of the Tea Party kind of tendencies, and those were the top two finishers neck and neck in Iowa.
Yeah, no matter how much the media tries to knock around that nobody, that that's just extremist nuts. I guess Iowa must be a state of extremist nuts then, which, of course, it never has been looked at that way before. And, in fact, it's not. It's just mainstream America. And people, when given the opportunity to express themselves based on what's presented to them, are going to lean towards more conservative, fiscally at least, ideals.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot more on that. I think in the interim here, we've basically dissolved Obamacare and found out we're still alive and we're okay. We've addressed the chromium deficiency side of the diabetes, for which Big Pharma is hoping that nobody catches wind of, because they want to sell you all the new, latest and greatest patented, still patent protected drugs as well. But there are a number of other areas, Chris, where we're seeing, you know, many problems. And we know that the big problem with, let's say, if we want to help the inner city poor, like those on the left claim to want to do, and they say, oh, only Obamacare could do it. But there is nowhere in there where they talk about nutrition, the lack of the minerals in their food supply. It is nowhere in addressing the real issues of those that are poor and sick.
And again, it's a very old, well-documented truth that's available. Dr. Alexander Schaus wrote a classic book that everybody should read, Diet, Crime, and Delinquency, in which he went into juvenile detention facilities, inner city school areas, and they just removed the white sugar from the table and then noticed dramatic drops in violence in those institutions filled with people who were placed there because they're violent. Mm-hmm. Then went from there to school systems and noted the improvement in academic scores just from removing white flour, and then he got a little more progressive, got some of them to, you know, put whole grains in. But just mm-hmm. taking the garbage out improved the physical actions as well as the intellectual abilities of inner city and problem children.
Yeah, that's been documented a number of times when school systems have cleaned up some of the food alone. As you said, behavioral disorders, you know, simply go away, and without Ritalin or without risperidol and all these toxic, horrible medications. There's a big story about Pfizer confessing to overseas bribes and the way that they run about. They bribe officials, and this is true here in the West. It's called lobbying. Over there, it's called bribery. But the idea that Obamacare would be any different, it was all about who paid the most, who bribed the most, that got the special placement, special coverage, and then the waivers for those that couldn't afford to comply. Now we find out maybe it's been overturned as unconstitutional, but still, where is the acknowledgement from, in this way, I have to say it, I'm sorry, I don't mean to upset anybody, the loony left that believes that socialized medicine is really the way we can save America?
Well, you know what's funny is, even where they have socialized medicine, in England, for instance, the royal family utilizes homeopathy and natural healing. While they're pawning off on the rest of the people there, here, socialized medicine is wonderful. They don't do that. And, you know, even old John D. Rockefeller Sr., who lived to be almost 100, did so with homeopaths and natural healers as his personal physicians.
Right.
You look at the history of the Rockefeller family in the last 100 years, they don't live like their old man did. They're all dropping dead of cancer in their 50s and 60s because they're following after what he pitched. And they haven't figured out, old great-granddad, he didn't follow his own pitch. He used homeopathy and natural healing while telling everybody else they should follow drugs and hospitalization.
Well, and that is the irony of the ruling class. It's okay for them, but it's not allowed for anybody else. And if you think that most of these politicians up there are one of you, one of the people, it is mostly basically a phony game, a phony charade. I mean, we've got a kindly, you know, country physician in Dr. Ron Paul, who actually is, you know, a real human. You can go up and shake his hand. No, he's not a politician. He says what he really, truly believes, and he lives what he believes. And I think that's what's waking up the populace.
Yeah, they try to tell us he's too old, he's in his 70s, and yet again, he's living in a vibrant lifestyle.
Yes.
And even in America, where we're like 40th on longevity, the average lifespan is approaching 80. So, you know, how old is somebody who's taking good care of themselves and active when they're in their mid-70s? He's got a long way to go yet.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. When you live a healthy lifestyle, you have a joy for life, you exercise as much as Dr. Ron Paul does, his age should not be a deterrent for anybody to think, oh, I'm concerned. And this guy, he's very present, and he's doing quite well. And, of course, he understands this. He's been the stalwart lone defender for health freedom in Congress, in government, for many years now. And I think that's another big part of this, is more people are saying, well, you know, even if people don't drink real milk, what we call raw milk, or what it's called in the media, he's the guy that's defending it, and people are now going, gee, this is ridiculous. Why is the FDA attacking raw milk farmers and people that want this stuff?
Yeah, and attacking so many others also. Often, it was a great item from Mike Adams showing the history of FDA raids, and largely these people are unindicted. They go in, they take their money, they take their computers, they take their products, they smash their products, often putting them out of business with these catastrophic effects. And end up with, very often, most of the time, no indictments. So it's just clear harassment. The FDA is guilty of far more damage from terrorism than Al-Qaeda or any outside agencies. That's the real terrorism in America, is from the government.
Yeah, you know, that's been the real reveal here. We've been talking about this for a while. Mike Adams has been writing about it in Natural News. In fact, he just let loose on that and said, hey, got Ron Paul? This is the time. This is the time. Chris Barr, my good friend, thank you for joining me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.